this weekend, next week, and it's ongoing, and it's very.
Welcome to Clubhouse Radio, live from the Catskill Youth Clubhouse on 90.7 FM, WGXC, broadcasting Acre, Catskill, Hudson. That was Grace Kelly by Mika. We're here in front of our studio audience, preparing to bring you the Word Shop. We will kick off our show after the local news and weather.
Room. This is the WGXE Hands-On Radio Daily News. I'm Philip Grant. Nick Nadziadek and Shannon Young report for Politico that a bill to end religious exemptions to school vaccination requirements narrowly got through the state legislature June 13 with little support from Republicans and not all Democrats on board. Before the vote, the gallery looking over the state assembly was full of opponents of the bill who rained down expletives upon lawmakers for several minutes before being removed by state police. There has been a measles outbreak in New York State since last fall, with 558 people catching the preventable disease in New York City and another 336 measles cases in the rest of the state. Many of the measles cases were in ultra-Orthodox Jewish communities in Brooklyn. Governor Andrew Cuomo signed the bill into law just after it passed into legislature. Cuomo said in a statement, and I quote, "While I understand and respect freedom of religion, our first job is to protect the public health, and by signing this measure into law, we will prevent further transmissions and stop this outbreak right in its tracks," end quote. Read the full story at Politico. WRGB reports that though construction of the Greene County Jail begins this week, opponents of the most expensive construction project in Greene County history rallied at the state capitol June 13th. They were trying to get the legislature to pass a bill allowing Greene County to share jail services with a neighboring county before the legislative session ends June 19th. But Greene County already shares jail services, as local inmates now are in Albany and Columbia County facilities. Now, $70 million in taxpayer money will be spent out of the county on jail construction that begins this week in Coxsackie. Read more about this story at WRGB. John Campbell and Joseph Spector report for the Democrat and Chronicle that Democrats in the state Senate are two votes shy of legalizing marijuana. In the state assembly, Majority Leader Crystal Peoples-Stokes said last week she believes she has the votes to pass the bill. Governor Andrew Cuomo said he would sign a legislation bill, but has done little to get other Democrats on board. In the state Senate, there are 8 Democrats who generally oppose legalizing recreational marijuana, and 5 are from Long Island, 2 are from Westchester County, and 1 is from Brooklyn. The legislative session ends June 19th. Read more about this story in the Democrat and Chronicle. H. Rose Snyder reports in the Altamont Enterprise that after 5 solar farms have moved into Westerlaw since a law allowing them was passed in 2017, town officials now are considering a moratorium on commercial solar arrays. On June 4th, the town board passed an amendment to that 2017 solar law with only minor changes. but a group of residents were there to express their disdain for all the solar power being created in the southern Albany County town. Specifically, they did not like seeing solar arrays in the vistas in the town and were concerned about the hazards of using battery storage systems. Residents wanted a moratorium until the town updates its comprehensive plan, a process that is getting started. Five solar farms recently approved in Westerlo are community solar arrays, where customers can sign up to receive credit for the solar energy generated. Read more about this story in the Altamont Enterprise. And that wraps up the WGXC Hands-On Radio Daily News. For local weather reports, public meetings, and other community information, use the WGXC website, WGXC.org. From the WGXC Newsroom, I'm Philip Grant. Have a good day and a nice Father's Day weekend. And now here is your WGXC Hands-On Radio weather update. A partly sunny Friday afternoon is in the forecast with a temperature high near 69 degrees and a west wind at 16 to 13 miles an hour. For tonight, it will be partly cloudy with a low around 54 degrees and a southwest wind at 5 to 8 miles an hour. Your forecast for the weekend. Well, on Saturday, mostly sunny with a high near 77 degrees. Saturday night, a chance of showers, mostly cloudy with a low around 61. And on Sunday, showers are likely mostly cloudy with a high near 76 degrees. Sunday night, a chance of showers mostly cloudy with a low around 63. So there you have your weather update brought to you by WGXE 90.7 FM, hands-on community radio for Greene and Columbia counties.
WGXE is made possible in part by the generous ongoing support of Melissa Alfdermar and Tony Stone of Hudson, New York. WGXC's sustaining supporters are among the station's most dedicated listeners. They care deeply about creative community radio, and their investment helps to sustain WGXC as a public platform for information, experimentation, and engagement in Greene and Columbia counties. You too can become a sustaining supporter by going to wgxc.org/donate and designating an amount of your choosing. Thank you for your support.
WGXE underwriting support is provided by Hilo Catskill, cafe, bar, art gallery, and performance space located at 365 Main Street, Catskill, New York. Wayfarm's WGXE is pleased to broadcast live from Hilo every Tuesday morning starting at 9 a.m. In addition, Hilo live events are streamed and broadcast in conjunction with the Wayfarm Radio Transmit Partner Program.
Yeah, let me tell you about pride, the struggle to survive, living every day with your loving under fire, people questioning the ways that you self-identify, but who you choose to date isn't ever on your mind. That's how people so fascinated, they pass or hating, and y'all repeat the rhetoric just like a class was taken. I bet we could settle it just if the past were traded, and you were born a certain way and told you had to hate it. I'm doing me, y'all can disagree, but people pay to talk, and y'all do it for free, but you can see me marching up and through the streets. Look, I'm still gonna sing. I will not be ashamed, this is just who I am and who I was meant to be. No mistakes, so right here I stand, I'm out on my own two feet. No, you will not tear me down, no, my heart will not be bound. Sing it out, sing it loud, I'm proud.
You were just listening to Pride by Chica, and welcome back to Clubhouse Radio presenting our 1 hour show of Word Shop. I'm Kais, and I'm here with William and our amazing sound producer, Kingston. All viewers expressed on Clubhouse Radio are truth and may not represent the views and opinions of the Clubhouse parent organization, the Mental Health Association of Columbia Greene, and our lovely guest, Alexis De Silva.
Hello, my name is Alexa Silva. I am a 20-year-old trans woman, and I am being interviewed by our lovely host here.
So what does Pride mean to you?
Yep, because of course June is Pride Month, and for most people, Pride is a celebration of sexuality and gender identity. But I don't think it has to be like that. I think it'd be more than just the sexuality that we celebrate in the month of June. We can celebrate more things, not just that, we can celebrate our hobbies, things we like to do. We can celebrate just who we are as people, just bring everybody in. So honestly, I think everyone should be able to be prideful this month. It's amazing and such a shame that some people are having troubles, but we'll get through it. We can do it.
Okay, my next question for you is, what is one of the hardest struggles you have ever had transitioning?
All right, so of course I am a trans woman. I've had to come out and discuss being trans with other people who may not know what it means. For those of you listening in that don't know what being transgender means, basically it means that while I was born a boy and I had those parts, I was born as a boy, I started to grow as a preteen, identified as a woman, which is a struggle because you don't really have those same biological parts, and it can get upsetting. For example, I am not able to be pregnant with a child because I was born a boy. That is one of the bigger struggles I've had. But coming out itself, letting other people know how you are regarding gender identity, sexuality, that sort of thing, it can be difficult. I was figuring all of this stuff out in early high school, so I was around 13, 14, and my English teachers caught on to this in some of my writing about being trans in a subtle way and discussed it with me, and she let me come out to my entire English class. And what happened there is I made a speech, good public speaking example, and two of the students, when I was done, they just stood up, pushed in their chairs, went outside, and punched a locker. Unfortunately, lots of people in today's society do have to deal with people hating you for something you really didn't choose for yourself, and it can be nightmarish, not just for gender identity and sexuality, but other problems like race and gender. People can hate on that, and it's really, really sad.
What would you say to a trans person who feels afraid to come out?
Yeah, because, of course, my experience could have been definitely rough at times, and sometimes you may not be in the best place, but the way I would say to think about it is to basically, you can't change who you are. If you are strongly identifying as transgender, that is completely okay. If other people don't see that, that's upsetting. I feel the best thing to do is, if you are safe, like if it's not going to end up in you getting kicked out, definitely let people know and start a dialogue, trying to explain these things, trying to make sure we can create a more loving environment, perhaps for other people who currently aren't safe. And I know this is going to be controversial. If you don't feel like you would be safe coming out, it's probably best to only do so in confidentiality, because we don't want anyone to end up getting hurt. That would be a lot worse, I think.
Okay, and one other question that I have for you is, how has it been coming out with your parents and family?
So with my parents, it was really interesting. It was the summer between the last grade of middle school and first grade of high school. It was always a time of transition for any young child's life. So what happened really is it was fast. Like, I found an image on Facebook that made me realize so many years of signs of being transgender, and it all rushed in. And when I let my dad know, he seemed like he didn't understand, wasn't really hateful towards it. And my mom was pretty objectively rude about it and was like, oh my goodness, how can this be? And things really flipped after a few months, and it was rough, but eventually through dialogue, letting them know I'm still the same person that I was, eventually I was in a place where my mom and my dad realized that their child is more important than the, if they got me action figures or an easy bake oven as a kid, to use gendered signs.
And just one more question before we close out. Just like, when did you kind of like start realizing that you were, you know, identifying as trans?
Well, looking in hindsight, there were definitely signs back as a kid. Already going back on that kind of sexist example I made, don't do that, please. It's not the best idea. But yeah, one of it is I would much prefer dolls and cooking things as a kid, which, of course, that is like a grain of salt, but I would also be hanging out a lot more with my girl classmates and even elementary school, which everyone called me a little Romeo for that, but really I think there was a higher sign of things because no other boy did that, and it was interesting. Or like, really the catalyst of how everything came together is I was on Facebook one day, because I was a young kid on Facebook, and a comic popped up, and it was basically saying something like, a woman is a woman, no matter her parts. Men are men in the same respects. You can be both or neither. It's up to you. That sort of thing. Mm-hmm. And it just felt like an epiphany, really, that have I been living a lie this entire life because I didn't realize something like this existed? And do not, please, my experience is not the same as other people. But like, some people take years to find out. Some people take days. It's all perfectly valid. And I guess, like, if we go back to the point where we were wondering about, like, what say to someone who's upset about coming out, I realize there are resources to help you. I was mentioning confidentiality. There's this national organization called the Trevor Project, and the Trevor Project talks about LGBT issues with surveys. They have a confidential hotline that can definitely be talked to if anyone LGBT is having struggles in their life. It definitely helps a lot with things. I think that's it for that question. If we need to take a break.
Thank you for coming on to the show.
Of course. Yeah.
Day or night, the shells keep falling, overrun, but never undone. Street to street, denying defeat. Soldiers of the Serbian army, keep your heads held high. Overrun, you've fallen by one, for Belgrade and the fatherland. Soldiers, heroes, die for your land. Your lives are gonna raise by your command. Until your last dying breath.
just listening to Last Dying Breath by Sabaton. I believe we are interviewing me with my two lovely hosts here. And let's see what other questions they have.
Thank you. One last question that I have is, who are your trans people that have inspired you?
Oh my goodness, trans people who have inspired me. There are quite a few, mostly online. I won't mention any names, but in my town, my peer counselor is a trans woman, and she definitely understands where I'm coming from with lots of these things. So it's definitely good to have that support from the older generation, which not everyone has. Some other folk that have inspired me is, well, when I really think about it, my peer counselor is like the only like trans person who in person I've known for a long while, but I had a best friend in high school, and he was a trans dude who I had a few classes with. Good guy, and he helped me come to terms with things because I was just coming out at this time. So, do you guys want me to ask a question of you guys?
Yeah, go ahead.
So, let's say your peer comes out to you as transgender. What do you guys think you can do to have a supporting environment for your peer who just found out these things?
I think that you should really just support them, help them get through their whatever they're going through, you know, if they're really going through like a tough time with like identifying themselves, trying to find themselves, you know. If they would want to just like find out like by themselves, you know, give them that space by all means, because
yes. So like either a ear or listen to, or just give them some space for a bit.
Yeah.
And what I would say is me and Will have this friend at our school that's transgender.
Yeah.
And everybody makes fun of him because he was a girl when he first got to the school, and now he's a guy. And now like he told one of his best friends, and then I guess they got into a fight where she told a lot of people. And now everybody's making fun of him for who he is. We always like, we see this, then we tell them to stop because bullying and is hurting him.
Yeah, thank you for standing up for your friend. He seems like a really awesome person, and it's a shame that confidentiality can be violated like that. That is, honestly, that's the most important thing I would say, is to not come out for your friend. Not say, oh, yeah, your friend, my friend, he's trans. Please don't do that. We honestly need our time to let people know when we're comfortable. It really should be our initiative, not being forced into it. That honestly can end up having some people end up homeless, and we don't want to hurt people. All right, back to you guys.
You have any more questions?
We do have a few more minutes, so I would say another thing is, you have that much? All right, so I would say another thing is, how has the experience of knowing your friend who is trans, how has that affected how you see the world, the community? How has that affected you guys personally?
I just feel like everybody can take things differently. Or, you know, see it from as, like, in a different perspective. And so I feel like if you treat a person with respect and how they want to be treated or what they want to be called, you know, I feel like it'll actually kind of maybe make their day, or, you know, it's what they wanted to be seen as, who they want to be seen as, you know, and just, like, make sure that they can, like, move on, you know, and get. Yeah,
personal experience. Yeah. That is a very nice thing when I'm called a man by the shopkeeper or someone just sweeping the streets. It just it gives a good little breath of fresh air into my day, even if it was really crummy.
Yeah, I would have to agree with him on this one. He actually, like to what I was saying, that's kind of wrong, no matter what was going on in any type of way.
Yeah, just have some clarity, some respect for others. It's a very, very sweet thing, and I'm glad to have been interviewed by you lovely gentlemen.
Yeah. And just a message for the viewers, treat others how you want to be treated.
Yeah.
I would have to agree, yeah. So have you guys got anything else on this lovely June day?
No, I think that covers it.
Yeah.
All right. Thank you for having me on.
You too.
WGXC Newsroom. This is the WGXC Hands-On Radio News Update. I'm Philip Grant. Emilia Teasdale is reporting in the Columbia paper. Kinderhook Town Board member Patsy Leader said the town's community advisory group met June 3rd in Nassau about the newest cleanup efforts from the Dewey LaFell Superfund site, as well as an additional dumping site found on the LaFell family property. Leader said she sent representatives from the Kinderhook Lake Corporation, a nonprofit that owns and maintains the lake, to the meeting. She said the advisory group and the Federal Environmental Protection Agency are looking at where water is possibly impacted by the chemicals from the new site. Town Supervisor Pat Grattan said he had talked to the Columbia County Health Department about getting test kits to test water for contamination. Read the full story in the Columbia paper. The Greenville Pioneer is reporting Columbia Green Community College has announced it will waive tuition for some high school students taking college-level courses. To be eligible, the student must income qualify and meet certain academic requirements. Program begins with the 2019-20 school year.
George Timmons, Ph.D., Vice President and Dean of Academic Affairs at the college, said the offering is designed to provide even greater access to higher education for a more diverse set of students. Timmons said, and I quote, "Getting an early start in college offers a competitive edge that is increasingly necessary in today's world, and this tuition waiver could help level the playing field," end quote. Students who meet the program's academic standards but fall outside of the income eligibility requirements for a tuition waiver may enroll in courses at a reduced tuition rate of $65 per credit hour, one-third of the standard in-state tuition rate. Read the full story in the Greenville Pioneer. MidHudsonNews.com is reporting the Dutchess County District Attorney's Office, the Poughkeepsie Police Department, and the County Probation Office have been awarded $343,000 by the State Department of Criminal Justice Services. The funds originate with the Gun Involved Violence Elimination Grant that provides the resources for involved agencies to devote more time to the investigation and prosecution of gun crimes and gun-related violence. District Attorney William Grady said, and I quote, "The focus of the grant is public safety, and this investment by the state has shown significant results. The latest statistics show that during the last 10 years of this program, violent crime has decreased 50%, firearm crimes have dropped 52%, and robberies have been reduced by 71%, end quote. Read the full story at MidHudsonNews.com. Monsi Alvarado is reporting in the New Jersey Record. A report released June 12th by the Pew Research Center reported a strong drop in the number of Mexican-born people living undocumented in the United States. Mexicans without legal status no longer make up the majority of all people living undocumented, according to the study conducted by the nonpartisan think tank. Pew looked at population figures from 2007 to 2017. In 2017, Mexicans accounted for 20% of those who entered the U.S. unauthorized, compared with 52% in 2007. The report states, and I quote, "The number of Mexican unauthorized immigrants declined because more left the U.S. than arrived," end quote. The number of Mexican-born undocumented immigrants dropped by 2 million and was lower in 2017 than in any year since 2001, the report says. Pew found, and I quote, "This represents a decrease in the average annual inflow of Mexican unauthorized immigrants from about 370,000 per year in 2002 to 2007 to about 90,000 per year for 2012 and 2017, end quote. Read the story at LoHUD.com. And that wraps up the WGXC Hands-On Radio News Update. For local weather reports, public meetings, and other community information, use the WGXC website, WGXC.org. From the WGXC newsroom, I'm Philip Grant. Have a good day and a nice Father's Day weekend.
Welcome back to Clubhouse Radio, live from the Catskill Youth Clubhouse on 90.7 FM, WGXC, broadcasting Acre, Catskill, Hudson. I'm here today, Kingston, with Devin and Tyler. We've been talking about LGBT Pride Month, and we've got some original poetry from both of them that we'd like to hear. We're going to start with Tyler's piece.
Hi. Hello. Okay. So this poem is untitled, so we're gonna leave it at that. Just my luck. Here we go again. I'm missing my pride in the adrenaline. The truth always come out when paper comes to pen. Ignorant rats, they scurry in no hurry. They hate that I'm true to myself. They hate when I got something to say. They love to run their mouth, though. Day after day. Too bad. I ain't gonna lie for no hoe. Unless you're my best friend. That's how I ride or die till the end of time.
Thank you, Todd. This time with a piece that Devin wrote for us and is going to be performed by Tyla, and I am your local beatboxer today. So, all right, let's go.
Right then.
3, 2, 1.
Little goose wanted to be a duck. The dad said, what the duck? Mom flew on the floor. Little goose went at the door. Thinking he made a mistake. Little goose started to shake. Anger made his mind quake. Thoughts defeating him. Thought his flock would start beating him. Waddling like a duck. Practicing in the strut. He ran to another goose and he was looking rough. Little goose asked, what's wrong with you? The goose said, I don't belong with you. The goose said, what's up, buck? The goose said, I wanna be a duck. Months passed, many family laughs, joy from freedom. Little goose and the other goose became friends till the very end. Their birthday was the best day, it was a Thursday. Your family took them to become ducks. It wasn't no luck, it was love. They put their feelings up above.
Hey. Yo, that was like, that was a really clean, that was really clean.
Cause I got
clean.
Stuck and I was like, okay, I'm gonna say it.
No, you did it. That was clean. Awesome. Devin, thank you for your words on
yeah,
that. Did you want to tell us a little bit about what it was? Okay. All right. So we're just going to leave it with, and the title of that was?
The Geese Who Wanted to Become Ducks.
All right. Thank y'all so much for being with us today.
You're very much welcome.
All right. Yeah, right? This is a good time. All right, and so we're going to take a song break here with Toni Braxton, Please.
But you should know this, it's all good to be cool. Taking care of all my kids are fine. I got a lot that needs all mine. So you should know better than to think that you could ever put it down like that.
Everything's good,
love and I got it. If I need to hear it,
I got a fire.
Make sure I'm the best
for it.
Problem, I will take it there when it comes to my man.
Please don't make someone.
Surgery is a holiday, and is an anniversary. You should think about the time you waste. Cause my last name ain't gold chain.
Cause if it is good, love, got it.
If I need to hear it,
I got fire.
Make sure I'm the best
for him.
For
showing,
he's running home to me, boy.
Hi, all. Welcome back. This is Kingston, just doing a little bit of a pledge drive testify for WGXC, which is how we keep doing the work that we're doing. It's how we were able to kind of put that little impromptu rap piece together with Devin and Tyla, and it's how we keep empowering youth voices. So anything that you all can do in terms of becoming a WGXC sustaining supporter, please go if you can. There's the option to have support given via wgxc.org/donate or 518-697-7400. And every little bit of donation makes a difference because we're a small operation and it makes an important impact and secures the viability of radio for open ears. So thank y'all. And we're going to go into another recording from one of our clubhouse staff.
A tornado flew around my room before you came. Excuse the mess it made. It usually doesn't rain in Southern California, much like Arizona. My eyes don't shed tears, but boy, they pour when I'm thinking about you. Ooh, no, no, no. I've been thinking about you. You, no, no, no. I've been thinking about you. Do you think about me still? Do you, do you? Or do you not think so far ahead?
Welcome back to Clubhouse Radio. Before the break, you were listening to Toni Braxton, Please. And you're just listening to Thinking About You, Frank Ocean. I am back with Maggie, one of our clubhouse staff.
Hey.
And so you've got some poems for us that fit with the theme of this month, LGBT Pride.
Oh, yeah, they do. this one is called... Most of them are, like, super short. This one's super short. It's called Cosmic Love. What if we fell into each other? Folded over like reality bending, cosmic sparks in the creases, just collapsed like suddenly all the air had been sucked away. The kind of implosions that belong only to the stars, the kind of chemistry that creates, destroys.
Oh, I like that.
Thanks. That one's really short, and let me see if I can find another one real quick.
I always appreciate, like, short poems, too, because, like, you can reread them again and, like, find different meanings in all the words and the connections of the words. So.
Yeah. Oh, this one is, this one's edgy. Okay.
Okay, we got some edgy poems.
This one, yeah. These are, like, all super old, so I, like, forget they even exist until I go to look for them again. Right. This one is called... And God said, let there be tights. My sister pulls up her stockings, and it seems to me she is pulling up the earth by its magnetic poles. She's always meticulous, careful not to disturb its spinning, but she always winds up ripping into the ozone. Her just large enough, stubble-covered legs scratch through fabric. Hairspray drifts on the breeze, courtesy of the heating vents, with her attempt at keeping the atmosphere intact. I don't like tights or stockings. When I was small, I had to wear them to church. I only liked church for the singing, and tights remind me of the dress code, the Roman Catholic call and response, a small wafer placed on the tongue if you felt worthy enough, the sound of knee rests banging to the floor. My sister screeches at her heel, and I laugh. She has run a mile through yet another pair. I go back to typing up my submissions, shove away memories of plaid skorts and black shoes with tiny silver buckles. My sister digs through her drawer for an unabridged pair of pantyhose, and I decide to never stop believing that everybody's skin is holy, no need for a covering.
Yo.
Thanks. Did you know I was a poet?
I think I did. Oh. Like, I knew you were a musician, but okay. Like, I didn't know you were actually a poet.
Thanks.
Yo, yeah.
I don't know if I have any other ones that fit quite that well.
Well, I appreciate you sharing those.
Yeah.
And also, fitting in terms of like the theme. I mean, like you are queer.
Yeah.
Yeah. So super. I mean, like any poem by, you know what I mean?
Yeah. Like one of the like things that are most memorable that Andrea Gibson, one of my favorite poets, mm-hmm. said was that, you know, they had seen some singer was like swearing off singing love songs in protest until something happened. I don't know. They didn't remember the exact scenario either, but Andrea Gibson was like, well, I should do that. That's a really cool thing. And then they realized that because they are queer, like literally everything they do is in protest.
Yeah.
Like even without you meaning it, like uh-huh. you can't escape that meaning and that heaviness that you have to deal with, and because it's just intrinsically like in whatever you're doing.
Yep.
So that was like really poignant to me. I do have one other like super short poem.
Okay. Yeah, please.
If you want it.
Yes.
This one's called Got a Light. I want to be the smoke between your lips, drifting past your cheek, across your skin. There are approximately 55 miles. The speed of my car is legally 65 miles per hour. The speed of light is 186,000. In other words, I am a candle. I am flickering as fast as I can.
I love the imagery in that.
Thanks.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm like really heavy into imagery and metaphor. And I actually write like... Usually I write really cryptically. Uh-huh. Like it's just so heavy in the metaphor and all that good stuff. Mm-hmm. So yeah. But thank you so much for having me.
No, thanks for sharing. And yeah, we're gonna need more of your stuff in Wordshop.
Yay. Heck yeah.
All right. So we're gonna take another break here with Destiny's Child, No No No, featuring
nice.
Wyclef Jean.
This is the remix. Radios play this remix. This is the remix. The club from the remix. The streets from the remix. This is the remix. Every project.
Keep on fighting with yourselves on your mind. Cause each every time you need me, you give me signs. But when I ask you what's the deal, you hold on inside. If you wanna be with me, you gotta keep it real. Tell me what's going on, tell me how you feel. Boy, I know you want me just as much as I want you. So come and get my love, all here for you. On the corner, but you don't know what to say. When I walk up to you, baby, you seem so shy. Never had a girl like I. I can see you right through you, and you know you wanna be mine. So get your act together, cause you run out of time. No, 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 no.
We're coming to an end of our time. Thank you for listening. Catch us next week and every Friday at 6 p.m. on WGXC 90.7 FM and WGXC.org.
12 to 18 and want to get involved in programming our radio show. Join us for a radio workshop at the Catskill Youth Clubhouse every Thursday and Friday at 5 p.m.
We'll finish with shout-outs. Big thank you to Waveform and WGXE for making this radio program possible. Juice Branch and Relish Delights, the Catskill and Hudson Youth Clubhouses, and Mental Health Association of Columbia Green Counties for supporting this program.
Hey, y'all. This is Phoebe. Thanks, Devin.
I just want to do an extra long shout out to Wave Farm and WGXC because they're in the middle of another sustaining supporter pledge. This is the Testify pledge where we all get to testify about how amazing WGXC is and Radio for Open Ears is. So I just wanted to give a moment. We got four, five, six members of Radio Lab. Can you all make as much noise, make noise to show how much you appreciate WGXC? Get loud about it. Yeah. We love WGXC here at Clubhouse Radio. The show has produced incredible ideas, concepts, community. And so if you have the means and are trying to think of a good way to support your community, I can't emphasize enough the way that WGXC and radio has become a way for our community to link together and hear each other. So for sustaining supporters, any little bit you can give, a monthly pledge, will help WGXC get to a place where they can sustain their operations, sustain our programs, keep us going. You can go to WGXC.org/donate or 518-697-7400 to make your pledge. That's WGXC.org/donate or 518-697-7400. Big shout out to Wave Farm and all that you do.
All right, and we're just going to close out the show with Lean On Me by Bill Withers, and if we have a little bit of time, Jamila Woods, Very Black. Thank y'all. Happy Pride.
We know that there's always tomorrow. Lean on me when you're not strong.
Lean On Me by Bill Withers, and just want to ask y'all to tune in next week where we'll be breaking down a podcast that we did with the AmeriCorps team coming out from Prattsville, actually. So tune in next week for that. Thanks, y'all.
Black is like the magic's like a spell. My brothers went to heaven, the police going to yell, they're going to hello, operator, emergency hotline. If I say that I can't breathe, will I become a drop line? Up to see the movie, line up to see the act. The officers are scheming to cover up their ask me no more questions, tell me no more lies. You're serving and protecting, is stealing baby's lives. I'm very black, 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 and send me back, back, back. You take my brother, brother, brother.
Says guillotine, missionary commission, misery into angel wings, and all he wanna do is be still and cut bread. Never know the dead how they whisper, forgive me. Everything is relative, politicize the evidence. I heard a politician reiterate all the messages, and all he wanna do is feed family, be famous. Never know the poor how they scream out, redeem me. Everything is casualty, a song I heard the bullets sing. I know a couple babies gonna see him fly tonight. He wish he wasn't magic, all he wanna do is be a passage in the book titled America the Savage. Symphony and symphony, when everything was meant to be. Piano man and drummer boy just invented the song for me. And all I wanna do is find love and be happy. And all I wanna do is find love.
I'm very black, I'm very black. Can't send me back, can't send me back.
In my life and time, I've sung a lot of songs, I've made some bad rhymes, I've acted out my life in stages with 10,000 people watching, but we're alone now. And I'm singing this song to you. I know your image of me is what I hope.